one thing I wanted to bring up with you, Rab, there's been a lot of talk about how much the Derby is going to be cost to run and how much it's going to be costing the management at Toaster to stage it. And there's some discussion at the moment about potentially, if the Derby still goes ahead next year and everything goes to plan, possibly a reduction in the prize money, just so that they don't lose as much, particularly if they don't get a deal with the bookmakers as they didn't this year. Would you have a view on how that should all work out?
Well, to be truthful, Floyd, I've already sat down and had good talks with Kevin Boothby. I think it was last year, before last year's English Derby and all the rest of it. And listen, I know what it takes and all the rest of it. Well, I don't know, but I have a fair idea, Floyd. I'm not an idiot. I see what's all going on around about me. But one of the ideas now, I think, what makes English Derby special is the prize money that we offer. It makes it the greatest race in the British Isles. It doesn't matter what they talk about and what they say. Everybody wants to win the English Derby, right? That's that. And I think the prize money's brilliant. But the entry fees never move, Floyd. And I've spoke to Kevin about this. If it needs a bit of help that way, put the entry fee up. If it's £350 or £400 a dog, don't you worry about it, Floyd. And you've got Matt Wallace and all the rest of it, and you've got all these big owners about. Yes, they are good owners and they're big owners and all the rest of it. But it doesn't matter, Floyd, if I was sitting in Scotland, in Ayrshire in Scotland, and I had a dog that I thought had a good chance of going quite a few ways in the English Derby, and it was £400 an entry. My dog would be in it, and we would pay it. Don't worry about it. And these owners out here are the same. They'll pay it. They'll pay the £350s if it has to get £100 an entry. Now, I don't know if that makes a hell of a difference. I suppose it's, what, £192 extra? But if it does help that way, Floyd, and I do think that the bookmakers have to get behind it. I know that there's been some problems with Toaster and all the rest of it, but Floyd, there's problems everywhere. Let's paint over some of these problems. There's problems everywhere. He's got them sorted. So let's get the head down and get on with it. There were problems at Central Park for a while. They've got them all sorted. Central Park's brilliant. They've got a few issues just now with the track at Hove. They'll get it sorted. So everybody needs a wee. They do get the problems. It's an industry where it does get problems. They're dealing with mechanical stuff. They're dealing with boxes. They're dealing with sand. And sometimes things can go wrong. I know they were talking about a conspiracy against Toaster, blah, blah, blah. But he got the people in, young Josh and all the rest of it, and got that. And to be truthful, Floyd, Derby's went brilliant. So if he does need to sit down and think about things, the options to pull in money, I think there's massive options to be made that can be done at Toaster. I think the crowd will be massive this year because it's not on TV. I see big differences in the crowds there for the quarterfinals, and I was even up there yesterday and it was a big crowd there yesterday again. So, I think everything will fall into place. I just think it just needs. I know I keep saying it and all the rest of it, and I usually get a bit of banging on the internet for it after the Warriors again. They'll probably come after me again for standing up for them. But hey, we've not seen any problems at Toaster. We've not seen dogs getting carried off. The dogs have all been running the circuit brilliant. The surface has been brilliant, the boxes have been brilliant, everything's been good, everything's spot on, they've got the kennel right. In fact, I was here on Saturday night and I heard one of the stewards coming out shouting, 1 minute to kennel up, and everybody was running to get their dogs in the kennels.
Yeah.
I've never heard any of the trainers complaining about the boxes, the sand, the surface, or nothing. Even the Irish boys that I've been talking to, they've all been well pleased with it, the way the dogs are running the circuit. They're all running it well. So if he needs to put the money up, Floyd, then he has to put the money up. Everything else has went up, Floyd. The only thing that hasn't went up is the prize money for also runs in open races that's stuck at 65 quid. Well, if you're an A10 or a handicap and you're sitting off at 13 metres and you're beatable before the first bend, they're getting 85 or 90 quid. That's what's no changed. You know what I mean? So let's get everything changed in this industry. It's time that we sat down and had these meetings and sorted out the industry the way it should be sorted out.